Why the Economy Wants Women. And women have improved their credentials at precisely the time when the economy craves their skills and schooling. The Great Recession and its lingering jobless aftermath intensified a revolution that has been gathering force for decades as the Western world moved into the post-industrial era. Between December 2007 and June 2009, men lost three-quarters of the more than 7 million jobs that disappeared during the recession. In August 2009, the adult male unemployment rate stood at 10.1%, compared to 7.7% for women. While the gender disparity in unemployment rates is no longer quite so stark, women's jobs in teaching and government were hit hard when the recession began to affect state budgets. It's been estimated that in the auto, steel, furniture, and other manufacturing industries, there are at least a million jobs that aren't coming back. Women are the ones who saw this coming. In a major paper written for the Center for American Progress and the Brookings Institution's Hamilton Project, David Autor points out that changes transforming the American economy include the polarization of work opportunities, meaning that jobs are increasingly located in low-skill and high-skill sectors. This means rising wages for workers who are highly educated, falling wages for workers who are not, and fewer middle-skill jobs for anybody. Crucially, Autor points out, women have been better than men at adjusting to the economy's lasting changes. Both sexes have moved out of middle-skill jobs, but women have moved faster than men. The proportion of men employed in the middle-skill sector dropped by 7% between 1979 and 2007, while the proportion of women dropped by 15.8%. But here's the key difference. At least half of these men trickled down into low-wage jobs, while women surged dramatically upward into higher-earning ones. And it's not just fortune that's favoring women. It's planning and perseverance. Women have entered these new fields by attaining expertise in education and technical and professional fields such as law and medicine, and by gaining skills, experience, and seniority on the job through higher rates of labor force attachment, notes Autor. He points out that the same shifts are taking place in much of Europe, a hollowing out in the middle, and the expansion of jobs at extreme ends of the spectrum. Autor dwells on the fact that women have robustly increased their college going and men have not, despite the fact that the payoff for a college education is greater than ever. College grads work more hours than non-grads do. They spend